All right, guys, we won't do anything on injuries until next week. Wednesday next week will be the next time we'll go over an injury report. But we went out there today. We got some good meetings this morning. We went out there really took all the younger players, specifically the skill players, went through a 7-on-7, the younger big guys, got a little bit of individual time, some opportunity for them to work their technique and get better. And then most of the veteran players, we really use this as an opportunity for them to get rested up, for them to get recovered. They spent a lot of time in the training room just doing some, maintenance type of stuff and trying to get them ready for, when we get ready for Pittsburgh next week. So we'll use this time, this bye week. We'll spend a lot of time on ourselves looking at what we've done well, what we have to improve on, who's doing well, who needs to get better. Use that time this week, and then we'll get going on Pittsburgh next week.
Same plan tomorrow.
We got a lot of guys that are banged up, a lot of the veteran guys. We need those guys to get their bodies back, get their minds back, and so we'll give them a little bit of time. But we're still bringing them in. We're still meeting with them and spending a lot of time in the training room.
So why did you shift here? Because you didn't handle it this way last year, did you? Same way what
we handled it a little bit differently this year, and I just felt like with where we're at as a football team, especially with the health of the football team, that I thought it was important for the veteran players to get some time to really take care of their bodies and get themselves back healthy and ready to go for next week.
So everybody's here, they're just not practicing?
Yeah, everybody's here.
Okay.
Coach, granted, every game is important. Everything's a must-win. But how important is the next stretch for you to catapult you through the season? You get the bye and two straight home games.
Yeah, well, that'll be huge. I mean, to get this bye, to get a chance to get healthy, and to come back after the bye and play the first two games at home will be critical for us. We've got to come out after the bye. We've got to play well. And we got to win some football games. And our guys are committed to that. They're working extremely hard. And we'll be looking forward to getting back to work after the bye's over.
What's the biggest silver lining so far, Dennis, in these first six games for you?
Well, I don't know if you look at, silver lining. The thing about this football team is we've given ourselves opportunities to win games, and that's what we got to continue to put ourselves in those types of positions. And the more we do that, the more experience we get with that, the better we're going to react to those situations, and we'll begin to win some of these games and come out on the plus side. Instead of, having to come back and make some adjustments after tough losses. So our guys are, I think our guys have confidence that we can win football games. And I told the guys yesterday, we got a good team in there. And what we've got to do is learn how to, in those tough situations, in those critical moments, we got to learn how to, train our minds to make those plays and make those, take advantage of those opportunities that we have. So that we can win games, and I think our guys are of the mindset that we're going to be able to get that done.
How do you learn how to do that other than going through?
Well, the biggest thing is put yourself in those positions. We've got a lot of guys that haven't been in those situations very much. So the more opportunities that we have to be in those situations, the better that we're going to respond. And like I talk about every week, it's always a learning experience. And what we got to do is learn from those experiences be able to take advantage of them next time. But again, the critical thing is you got to put yourself in those positions. And we've put ourselves in those positions. Now it's time that we make those plays when we get those opportunities.
How does it help to have guys like Woodson and Porter around who have been in that and, they know how to win like that?
Yeah, well, I think that's big. And I think we've got a lot of veteran players that understand what it takes to win. And we need some of these young players to step up and make the plays when they get the opportunities in those critical moments and those big games. And when they do that, then we'll have the success that we believe that we can have as a football team.
Who do you point to on the offensive side of the ball, though? Obviously Woodson, Burnett, and Porter. And it seems like a lot of your veteran guys that have done this are on defense.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are. And that's where we need guys. There are guys that know how to win in this league. I look, a guy like Mike Brazel's won a lot of games when he was in Houston. Tony Pashos has won some games over the course of his career. I look for guys like Darren McFadden and Marcel Reese, those guys to step up and take a leadership role and, you know, be big-time players for us in critical moments of football games. So we've got guys over there on that side of the ball. We've got guys really in all three phases that understand what it takes. And now it's just a matter of us going out and doing it.
How active are you going to be at the end of the week to work out other guys? Or are you going to wait next week if you're going to go that route
at all?
Well,
we'll look. Reggie and I will sit down and kind of monitor where we're at and what we need to do. I think as we get closer to the end of the week, we'll have a better feel for you know, where we are health-wise with our football team and if there's anything that we need to do towards the end of the week or if we wait and do that next week.
Coach, you mentioned, I think, yesterday about Taiwan Jones' play on special teams. What makes someone as good as he is? What are the attributes for a gunner to be good?
Well, I tell you, the first attribute for any special teams player is to understand the importance of it and understand what that role is on the football team and how that can help this team win games. Taiwan Jones loves to play football. He's embraced that role. He understands that that's what his role is to help this football team have success, and he's really embraced it specifically out there, you know, as a gunner. I mean, obviously, the fact that he's got the type of speed that he's got, his willingness to go down and create contact and make tackles, I mean, those are the things that you have to have. I think he's done an outstanding job. I said this yesterday, and I believe this. I think he's, he's one of the best special teams players in this league right now. He's done a great job for us.
You have to sell. I mean, guys grow up, they want to be quarterbacks, they want to be defensive ends. Not a lot of guys grow up saying, hey, I want to be a gunner.
Yeah, so well, I mean, I think what we've tried to sell to our players, and I think our players are buying in, is the team aspect of this game. And there's three phases to the football team. There's offense, there's defense, and there's special teams, and all three of them can contribute to winning and losing football games. And I think our guys on special teams have done a great job of buying into what their role is and how they're going to help this team win. You know, I think Bobby April and Keith Burns have done a great job of coaching them, and I look for them to continue to play well. One area where we've got to get better in special teams, we've got to get better in the return game. We got some explosive players, and we got to get them going.
Players get their mandated 4 days off, which they need. What about coaching staff?
Yeah, well, we'll work through Thursday, and then we'll take a little bit of time off. We'll get everything prepared. We'll work this week. You know, not only looking at ourselves, but we'll look at it the next couple opponents and have some preliminary game plans. And we'll have a you know, pretty good start on Pittsburgh by the time we come back on Monday.
What is the message you give to the guys as they head off for 4 days?
Well, the big message is you know, our job is to be accountable and to be available. And so we've got to go off and take some time to get away a little bit, but yet not get too far away. Understand that when we get back rolling, you know, we got to have our body and our mind ready for the stretch run of the season, and that'll be critical for our success as we move forward.